Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the new video, brand new video up. You can ask a question. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think. This week's question is about Facebook and all the other things that are there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our not new friend, but newer friend, Camden Fine. Cam is the president and CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America, representing my favorite people, some of my favorite people in the planet. I promise you, folks, you've heard me say this before, my business's best friend is my independent community bank. And Cam, as I've told you, my second book in the acknowledgments, I thanked my bank by name.
That's kind of you.
I don't know anybody else who, I don't know any other author who ever thanked their bank by name in the in the acknowledgments, but I was proud. I was proud to do that.
Yeah, well, Jim, it just shows you the model of community banking is relationship banking, and they pride themselves in their relationships.
Yep, there's no question about it. It's one of the most fulfilling relationships I have in my long career. Okay, I want to switch horses just a little bit and talk about something that you know about, that you have knowledge about, because you've been in the conversations with these folks, that I promise you, folks, you don't know about what he's going to tell you. Tell us about what the conversations and contacts you've been having with Chinese intellectuals, economists, banking folks. What have they been saying to you?
Well, this is very interesting, Jim, because we're moving into a new era. It might shock some of your listeners, but on May 9th, just a couple of weeks ago, the Federal Reserve approved the purchase of American Bank. It was a bank named Bank of East Asia USA, located in New York City, by a Chinese bank. Bank bought an American bank. The name of the Chinese bank was the Industrial and Commerce Bank of China. It is government-owned. The government owns the Industrial and Commerce Bank of China. The Federal Reserve, for the first time in American history now, approved a Chinese bank to buy an American bank, and now they've bought it. And at the same time, the Federal Reserve approved an application the Bank of China to set up a branch in Chicago. And so
these banks have FDIC insurance?
Well, yes, they will.
So a Chinese government-owned bank will have access to the full faith and credit of the American government.
Really,
if you think about it, I mean, FDIC is part of the full faith and credit of America.
Well, yes, it's backed ultimately by the government, although banks pay the insurance.
I know, but I mean, we know who the big daddy is, right?
Oh, absolutely, and as we call it, the federal safety net.
So yeah, these Chinese banks. So think about that, folks.
Yeah.
Think about this. Cam and I had lunch with Tuesday, I guess it was, and you told me that I almost dropped my fork when you told me that.
Well, so did I when I heard about it. I couldn't believe it. And then, just on Wednesday, we had a delegation of Chinese right here in the offices of the Independent Community Bankers of America in Washington, a fairly large contingent of Chinese academics, bankers, and economists. And the questions they were asking made it quite clear that they wanted to do two things. They wanted to replicate our community bank system in China, and they were interested in purchasing community banks here in America. And one of the most interesting questions I was asked by one of the economists when he was asking me, how do you go about buying a community bank in America that's privately held? I said, well, you'd have to buy the stock of that bank that's owned by an individual. Mm-hmm. And doesn't the government own big parts of your banks? And I said, no, the government of the United States is allowed to own a bank. And that just floored them. That was a concept that...
Because that's completely opposite of their banks basically are founded over there, aren't they?
Absolutely. Every single bank in China is majority owned by the government.
Now you told me that eight or so years ago, they invited you over to help them figure out how to get banking out to what I call the last mile, way out into Main Street, into the hinterlands, like the thousands of independent banks are in in Sheboygan and Dime Box, Texas, and in Gadsden, Alabama,
Missouri,
all over the St. Joe, and they haven't, and after all these years, they still haven't figured out how to do it.
No, they haven't. We were asked in 2004 by the Bank of China, their equivalent of the Federal Reserve, to come over and visit with them for a week or two to see how our community banking system worked, because it's the envy of the world. And they're trying to figure out how to get stuff out to their rural areas, as you say. 8 years later, they haven't been able to do it because they can't replicate our community banking system, because our banking system is built on entrepreneurship and free enterprise.
And local community self-determination. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about the one word. There is a word, but it's also an ideal. It's also something legal, has legal applications. This one thing, one word, that makes all this possible in America and not possible in China. It's part of America's exceptionalism. We'll talk about that after these minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.